Hey, happy Father's Day. And you know, it's my privilege this morning to introduce our very special guest speaker. And what a special day today, just so many good things to celebrate. And you know, what one thing I understand though, especially as a pastor, just walking through life with people, is that, you know, certain days that are really celebrations for some of us can be hurtful or painful reminders of some things that some of us have walked through. And so I know that Father's Day is one of those type of days, you know. Some of us were blessed to have great dads that were leaning in and investing in our lives and training us up to know and serve the Lord. And, you know, others of us maybe didn't have that kind of a dad. Maybe there was an absentee dad, or there was abandonment, or maybe there was abuse or whatever. But here's what I also believe and know is that we have a good Heavenly Father who desires to heal and reconcile and restore, both relationally and to heal our hearts. And then He is the perfect good Father, and He desires to fill those places in our life and to speak into those places and to affirm us in the way that maybe our earthly dads did or didn't. And so this morning I have the privilege of introducing Dr. Graham Caddo as our special guest. And can I just tell you, there's a lot of blessing and a lot of just experience and gifting. He's a tremendous blessing, he and his wife Marie, to our church. For a number of years they have been, and to Amity and I, as we've stepped into our position. But one of the things I hear most often is people just reference how Graham and Marie have been a blessing into their life, is that they really represent and carry the heart of the Father. And so it's a blessing, it's a privilege, and can I ask you to give, come on, some big Rev City love on Father's Day to Dr. Graham Caddo. Come on. Come on, put your hands together.
Thank you so much for that welcome. What a special day today, and it was wonderful as the children expressed their hearts to their dads. What a privilege to be part of a family, with a family sense where fathers love their children, the children love the fathers. Very, very big privilege. Fathering is a privilege for us as dads, but we couldn't, of course, do it without our Heavenly Father. Isn't that true? And so one of the things we really want to do today is honor Him. Wonder if you can look in your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 1 and like to look at just one sentence here in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. The sentence ends in verse 14, so it's a very long sentence. Probably the most powerful sentence in the New Testament. And it begins, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing." There is no spiritual blessing we don't have because the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And so I wonder if we could honor our Heavenly Father on this Father's Day. Can we give Him a round of applause? Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We bless you. Thank you for you, who you are, and all that you do. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal Father. And we want to praise Him today and honor Him. He has blessed us in the heavenly realms, as we've said, with every spiritual blessing. Blessing means to invoke divine favor. And when God the Father speaks a blessing, His power creates what He's saying. He blesses us. And so let's look just for a few minutes at what He's blessed us with. Let's keep reading that sentence. He has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. These blessings are eternal. And He is at heart a Father. isn't he? The one who made this universe is at heart a father. Because he's a father, he created us. Created the universe as a place for us to be created, be born, and get to know of the wonder of who he is. Because he wanted to invite us to come into his family and live with him forever. He didn't want to force us into his family. He's not a forcing God. He's an inviting Father. Invites us to come into his family. And so he created a place, a garden for Adam and Eve, and they messed it up. God was wanting them just to follow him, for him to show them the wonder of what he had made. He warned them, don't go off and try and work it out for yourself. Let me show you. But they went off on their own. But he didn't leave us there after we'd messed up. He sent his son Jesus to bring us home to Daddy, to the Father. We celebrate that. And in bringing us home to Daddy, he didn't want to leave us like that. He wanted to change us from within to be more and more like him, because he's the best in the world. And he's working in us to change us to be like him, moving us day by day more into his character. And as a loving father, he's looking forward to rewarding us on that final day, to give us rewards we will live with forever. What a father. And so as we read it here, it says in verse 4, he chose us in him, in Christ, before the creation of the world. God had you in mind and looked forward to the day you would be born and come to life and get to know him. He looked forward to that. His plan was that we would be holy and blameless in his sight. He knew we couldn't be holy and blameless by our own efforts. He knew he would do it for us through Jesus Christ. In love, in his desire to give us the best, that's what agape loves, in his desire to give us the very best, he set for us to be adopted into his family, to be his sons and daughters forever. This is amazing. The God who made the whole universe wants you and I in his family forever. Whoa. He did this in accordance with his pleasure and his will. He looked forward to you being his son, you being his daughter. And this is to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us. He's given us all the help we need to be able to know who he is, respond to him, walk with him, and do as he leads us to. More than enough grace, divine power to walk in his ways. He's given us everything we need. Whoa. In him we have redemption through his blood. All of our sins are forgiven in accordance with the riches of that grace which he lavished, poured out. Lavish means poured out, doesn't it? Poured out on us. Not only that, he wanted us to know that secret. What's God's will? What's he busy with? And it says that he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth under one head. Jesus Christ. That's what he's working for. And as his sons and daughters, he wants us walking with him, working with him, enjoying him. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to his plan, who works out everything according to his will. We were the first to put our hope in Christ, says Paul, and you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation. When we walked into his family, he marked us with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. You and I who are in him have a seal of the Holy Spirit. And that seal is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. It guarantees our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. What's our inheritance? Co-heirs with Christ. We are going to inherit the kingdom of God forever, being co-heirs with Christ, ruling and reigning with him forever. This is just a phenomenal, phenomenal story. And it's our story. We have the privilege of being part of that story. And so many in here have responded to that invitation of Daddy and have come into his family. We're sitting in a hall full of his sons and daughters, part of God's family. Our God has given us every spiritual blessing. There is nothing he has not given us. He's given us more than enough. But God, of course, is still speaking, isn't he? He's speaking words that he wants you to hear. Blessings into your life and mine. Remember that when Jesus began his ministry and went to be baptized by John the Baptist, the Father opened the heavens and spoke a blessing over his son Jesus. What did he say? This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you think that made a difference for Jesus, who was fully human, although he was fully God? How does it feel to you when your dad says to you, well done, son, I love you? Words we speak have power. Proverbs says that there is life and death in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. And the words we speak have incredible power. Of course, the Father's words are incredible. Sometimes when we're in difficulty, we say, Lord, what do you say? And when he speaks, things change. It's nice to have counsel from others, but there's something about when Daddy speaks, changes things. And so there's power in what we say, because we're made in his image and likeness. But notice what the Father did. The words he spoke were simple and simply powerful in the life of Jesus. And as earthly fathers, how about we follow the example of our heavenly Father? It sounds like so many in here are doing it. But let's speak to our kids. Wonderful to hear them having so much fun with Daddy, laughing with Daddy, loving Daddy. But let's make a point as dads to keep speaking. You're my son. I like you. I'm proud of you. Simple and powerful. It's good to have a tradition in the family where we pray prayers specifically when a child is in the womb, when a child is born, when a child's coming to adulthood at the age of 13, a child's getting married, and a child is released into ministry like we did with Mike and Adrian today. Words make a powerful difference. And so let's make a point as dads to say, I like you the way you are.
I appreciate you as my daughter. I love you. I like it when you do this. These words have way more power than we recognize. And on this Father's Day, let's make a point of blessing our children, young, and how about the older kids too? We still need to hear from Dad what Dad's heart is for us. Believe in the heart, speak with the mouth. Encourage us as dads today to consider when we're together as families, just speaking simple, powerful words to our dad. How's that sound? Wow. We readily, in the power that the Father has given us, break curses that speakers, people have spoken over us in the past. And it's wonderful to get free of that stuff. But now let's speak blessings into them. Let's bless them with particular things that we say. The Greek word for blessing is eulogia, from which we get eulogy. And often, for kids, we wait until Dad is dead to say nice things at his funeral. Yeah? How about we say nice things to Dad, what we really believe about him before he dies? Think things through. Make a special time. It can also be simple and powerful words of appreciation before that. But what a privilege we have, made in God's image, our Heavenly Father has given us as His sons and daughters, His princes and princesses. He has given us the power of speech. How do we pray over people to get healed? We believe in the heart and we speak with the mouth. How do we cast out demons? Believe in the heart, speak with the mouth. Things are changed. And when we speak blessing, we believe in the heart, speak with the mouth, and things change. We underestimate the power we have because we're made in His image. And so I encourage us to do that. Let's bless our kids today. Kids, let's consider a time to bless our dads. With the power we have, I also think that this city needs Father God. And how are they going to know Him unless we represent Him? The city is in need of fathering. And I believe the Lord has called this family, who knows the Heavenly Father so well, is operating in blessing kids, kids blessing dads, to speak good things about the city. Lawrence for the kingdom. Yeah. Lawrence for the Father. The Father has so many that He's made living in Lawrence that don't know Him. And we have a chance to reflect His character in the city, that they get to know what an amazing, loving Father we have. How's that sound? Yeah. I'd like to pray a particular prayer for us today, that we would know the Father better and better. In Ephesians 1 and 17, Paul prays this prayer. May I pray it over you today. Paul says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him. Better and better and better. Now, we've been celebrating an amazing Father, but perhaps you've been sitting in here and thinking, what is this stuff? I don't know a Heavenly Father. I've been living my life on my own. And perhaps today you're hearing about the wonder of who He is, how much He loves each and every person He's ever made. And you'd like to be part of His family. He's inviting you, like He's invited all of us, to make a decision to stop living for you, but come into a situation of living for Daddy. Everybody in here is a child of God, looks forward to having you part of God's family. By responding to the invitation, you're not becoming part of this church. That's a different question. But you're becoming part of God's international, global family. And so I wonder, can we just bow our heads for a few minutes? And wonder if there is anybody in here at all. You've heard what we've been sharing about a loving Father. And something is prompting you to say, you too can be part of God's loving family. If you'd like to do that, it's quite simple. Believe in the heart, speak with the mouth. So I wonder if you would consider, just in your heart, say these words after me. In your heart. God, I don't know about this thing about you being Father, but I know deep inside that's what I want. I know I've done wrong stuff. I wish I hadn't. But thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to take away all that nonsense and sin from me. I believe, Jesus, you're the Son of God. I believe that God raised you from the dead. And today I want to give you my life to live for you. I want to come into this eternal family in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's keep our heads bowed. If anybody prayed that prayer, would you raise a hand? Is there anybody at all that wants to make that decision? See that hand? See that hand? And so if you made that decision and you're wanting to do that, we would love to welcome you. I'd like to invite you just to come to the front quickly and come and meet me here. Won't you stand up? And come as quickly as you can. Just want to pray with you. We're celebrating you. Let's give them all a hand. Woo! Please come on. Come on up to the front. As quickly as you can. We are rejoicing that you're part of the family. Father's Day. People coming to Daddy. Come on up. Come on up. Love to meet you afterwards. If you want to come and talk with me, I'll be over here. But it's been wonderful to be with you. Have a lovely Father's Day. Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, as Graham was up, come on one more time. Give it up for Dr. Graham, by the way. Thank you, Graham. We love you. We appreciate you for that amazing word. Just a reminder and the revelation in it. And you know, as Graham was speaking, the Lord just prompted, the Holy Spirit just prompted two things to my spirit. And I believe they represent two groups of people. And the two things that he just quickly just dropped in my heart were too deep and too late. And I feel like what it represents is I just spent time, the Lord just unpacked it for me, is that there's some people that you just have felt like the wound between you and your earthly father that maybe has translated or affected the way that you relate to your heavenly father is too deep. And I just want to encourage you this morning, there's no wound. There's no hurt, there's no pain that's too deep that the blood of Jesus and the love of the Father can't get in and heal it. And then too late that there's some of you just think, well, I missed my chance, I missed my window, I didn't go to the funeral, I didn't say those things, I didn't make the call, and I'm just telling you this morning, it's never too late to begin to do the right thing. And there's a new opportunity, the mercies of the Lord are fresh and new every morning, and there's a new opportunity, maybe with some different people, maybe it's you stepping up and coming and serving and helping us to raise up and disciple the next generation through VBS and the children's ministry. Maybe you miss a window with your own kids and you can begin to pour into another generation of kids, or maybe it's not too late for you to still begin to call your kids that are now adults and married with kids or even grandkids and begin to say those things you wish you would have said. And so can I just, before we move on into the last part of our service here, can I pray over you guys if you fit in one of those two categories, that you feel like there's either a wound that's too deep or you feel like you've missed a window. And Lord, if that's you, you know it's you. And would you just understand that the Lord's highlighting it today because he wants to come. And he wants to do a new or a fresh work, a deeper work, a healing that really shifts something in your heart and allows you to begin to walk in the love of the Father to God, to your earthly relationships, to your kids, to your dad, whoever it is in your life. So Lord, in the atmosphere of this message about a good Heavenly Father, we thank you today that because of the power of the blood of Jesus and the weight of the love of a Heavenly Father, that made a way for us to come and to know you. We thank you that no wound is too deep that you cannot heal. Whatever it is, God, for any of the precious people here this morning, a word that was spoken or something that wasn't done or an area of abuse, whatever it is, God, we know that your name is greater. And would you come now, Lord, this morning by your grace and your mercy and your goodness, and would you reach into that place and would you begin today to heal and restore? Would you begin today to speak a different and a better word, a word of life, a word of hope, a word of love over that place? And today, Father, in Jesus' name, the people who maybe feel like they missed the window of opportunity to make the call or say the words or begin to parent their children in the way that you would have had them to do, thank you, Lord, today for the reminder, it's never too late to start doing the right thing. It's never too late to pick up the phone. It's never too late to begin to affirm. It's never too late to begin to hug and hold and to speak the words that you would have us to speak over our children and to our earthly fathers. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that that's going to clear the path for us to begin to see you differently and begin to receive and respond to the love of our Heavenly Father. Come on, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let it be so in anyone's life. Can we just thank the Lord for what he did right there in a few of our hearts and our lives? And